Welcome to Funnel Hacker Radio Podcast, where we go behind the scenes and uncover the tactics and strategies top entrepreneurs are using to make more sales, dominate their markets, and how you can get those same results. Here is your host, Dave Woodward.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Funnel Hacker Radio. This is going to be a fun little episode where I want to talk to you a little bit about some of the things I learned when I was with Dean Graziosi and Russell right before 10X. And the crazy things that Russell blew up on stage at 10X was just insane. What happened was Russell and I and John Parks ended up flying down to spend time basically with Dean Graziosi and talking about some of the different things he's doing in his business, some of the stuff we're doing in ours, and really just kind of sharing back and forth. And one of the things is we were sitting there at Dean's conference table talking about stuff that he mentioned, and I want to make sure you guys understand this and use this in your own business, and that is the principle of who, not how. And it's something I've seen happen so often. We use it a ton here at ClickFunnels. And it's really been one of the main things that has helped us grow at the pace that we have. Most importantly, though, I've seen it in the lives of others where when they focus more on the who and not the how, that's how their businesses scale so fast. So let me give you kind of a little backstory here. And that is, these days, due to the fact that you've got Google and you've got YouTube and all this other kind of stuff, massive, massive search engines where you literally can spend all the time and the energy you want to go out and learn really almost how to do anything in the world you want to do. If you want to spend the time, in fact, one of my favorite songs is actually from Macklemore, 10,000 Hours. And he basically says, you know, the greats weren't great because at birth they could paint. The greats were great because they paint a lot. And my only reason in saying that is a lot of times people think, well, what I need to do is I need to master my craft. I need to spend all the time on how. And I'm going to learn how to do this. I'm going to learn how to do social media. I'm going to learn how to create a funnel. I'm going to learn how to go ahead and drive traffic. I'm going to learn how to do SEO. I'm going to learn how to become a massively amazing copywriter. In fact, I'm also going to learn how to edit my own videos. And so all of a sudden, as an entrepreneur, we get this idea that we have to go out and we have to learn how to do absolutely every single thing ourselves. And the only thing that does is creates a ton of angst, frustration, and slows down our process. As you take a look, when Russell was building ClickFunnels, one of the things he looked for, and you have to understand that when ClickFunnels came around, it wasn't Russell's first time trying to build ClickFunnels. He tried three other different times by hiring different outsourced developers and trying different things, and it never, ever worked. It wasn't until he brought in the who, which was Todd Dickerson, who knew how to do it, and they had an exchange of value back and forth as far as Russell handling the marketing side, Todd handling the dev side. That's what ended up creating and building ClickFunnels, was having the right who, not the how. Another example recently is we were in a situation towards the end of the year where Stephen Larson wanted to go ahead, who had been working with Russell for the last year and a half, and really became Russell's right-hand guy when it came to funnels and building funnels. And we were joking around the other day about how literally Russell and Steven could be talking and they weren't even finishing each other's sentences. They got to the point so good where they were literally finishing each other's thoughts, where very few words would ever actually exchange between the two of them. And they go, okay, got it. You got it? I got it. Okay, go, go, go. And it literally became that quick between the two of them. Well, it got to the point where Steven has always had this desire to kind of go out and do his own type of thing, and it was mutually beneficial for him to go out and do that. And so all of a sudden we're in a situation where we no longer had Steven here who was going to be helping build funnels. And we thought, okay, we got to find someone else to build funnels. And so we went out and hired different people, and now we brought in Nick to help build funnels. But what happened was it created this new situation to where it was like, listen, how much time as we look at trying to scale ClickFunnels from where we're at right at the end of 2017 with just over 50,000 customers, how in the world are we going to get to 100,000 customers by the end of 2018? And one of the main things we realized is the only way that's going to happen is by Russell doing less of the actual funnel building. Even though part of that is his love and his passion and everything else, there's other things as the CEO and co-founder he needs to focus on. So we ended up bringing in James P. Friel, who is just a genius at Trello, and he's amazing at really bringing together systems. And so one of the main things he spent a lot of time with Russell doing is going through the different things that Russell was doing and thinking, okay, who can we now hire and bring in to do this? Who can do the copy? Who can do the graphics? Who can do some of the funnel building? Who can do some of this? And we created this amazing internal agency out of necessity to find a way of replacing Steven and also freeing more of Russell's time up. And it was extremely painful at first, kind of working through it and everything else, like any change is. But the amazing thing was all of a sudden we started finding out there was a lot of who's out there who knew things extremely well, who were great at it. But more importantly, the cohesive group together created this gel that basically all of a sudden things started to go at a much faster pace. So now we were looking at saying, okay, how much time would it take to rebuild a funnel and get it out there or to create a new one? And this whole agency model has been facilitated because of James being in the office. And the irony was all of a sudden it was, you know, fast forward 2 months and James came in the office and saw Russell basically stretching out his back on one of the foam rollers he has in his office there. And Russell was like, this is really, really a weird time for me. And James like, what do you mean? He goes, this is the first time where things are working without me having to do them. And it was like this huge epiphany, like, oh my gosh, if I hire and I bring in the right who, it actually allows me to get more done and allows you, because now what Russell can do is focus on his unique ability and his strengths, which he has a ton of, and that allows him then the ability to actually help us take ClickFunnels to the level we're trying to go. My only reason in mentioning that is I want you to make sure that you understand as an entrepreneur, the key here is the who more so than the how. Don't spend all your time and energy trying to create how am I going to do this, how am I going to do that. Just find the right who. And so taking you back to where we were at Dean's office, we were talking about a couple of different strategies as far as YouTube. And Dean's like, okay, so let's see. We can learn YouTube or you know what? Who's the best YouTube guy out there that I can hire? And it was just that epiphany of forget trying to learn it. Forget your team trying to do it. Just go out and bring in the best. Hire someone who else who already knows it and let them come in. Now, I know what a lot of you guys are probably sitting there thinking is, well, Dave, that takes money. And as an entrepreneur right now, I don't have that. And so it's just me trying to do everything I can myself. I get that. I've been there. I know exactly how that feels. One of the key things, though, I can tell you, the very first thing any of you need to do is take a look at your time. And the first thing you need to hire is an executive assistant. You have to have an admin person. Your time is worth so much more than the little tiny stuff that you're doing. And that who will allow you to really focus on your business. And it really doesn't cost you as much as you think it does. It's by far the first investment in yourself that you have to make. The second thing, then, is to take a look at who else you can bring in that actually can do things that you can either, one, share in some of the profits with, or who you have other things of value that you can provide to them. And what I mean by that is, take for example, with ClickFunnels, we have a situation where we're always, you know, Ryan, our CTO, and Todd, our co-founder, are always out looking for additional developers. And one of the things we learned years ago was an A player is worth literally 1,000 to 10,000 times more than a B player. Not just in what they bring, it's the way they think, it's the way they get things done, it's the speed at which things get done, it's the cohesiveness they have with other A players, it's a process of a mastermind, it's the craziest thing. And again, I'll do a podcast just on A players at a different time. But realize the key here was bringing on A players. Well, first of all, A players cost a lot. But the other thing we thought is, how are we going to attract some of these A players who some of our dev guys have worked at Facebook and Google and Yahoo and have these crazy, crazy, you know, careers. And so Ryan said, you know what, one of the most appealing things for a lot of these dev guys that we brought in, yes, the money has to be there and has to be somewhat comparable. But what we were able to find actually is we actually were able to pay some of these dev guys less than they were making before because we provide them opportunity. One of those opportunities was actually to work from home. They don't have to go in. Some of these guys basically working up in the Bay Area were commuting an hour and a half to 2 hours each and every single day back and forth and away from their families. Where here they could actually stay remote and they could work from home. And so that was a value add to them. The others, some of these dev guys, they wanted to basically work on something that had a massive impact. They didn't want to be working on the back end of Twitter where they were taking care of a couple little tiny pieces of code and that's all they ever did. And no one would ever see the impact. And so because of the impact that they actually could have on a platform like ClickFunnels that could then go out and change, literally provide freedom to entrepreneurs, that's what excited them. So if you take a look at what you're what you're doing and the stuff that you're bringing together, a lot of times it's not necessarily just the dollars. It's not always cash that people want. It's amazing to me how much people will do for other types of things aside from cash. Sometimes it's just they're in a bad situation and they'll take less money now just to be appreciated. Others, it's they want to be able to be a part of something bigger than what they're currently working on. I mean, there's so many different things. So just as you take a look at your business, first thing I'd encourage you to do is, first of all, go out and get an admin. It's the most important decision any of you guys can make is you have to hire an admin person to take care of some of the stuff that you don't need to be doing. Second of all, after you've hired that admin person, then take a look at what are some of the strengths that you have and what are the areas that you may not even like to do, even though you might be good at it, but you don't like to do, that you could bring someone else in to do for you. So just realize that when you're looking at building your business, focus more on the who and not the how. Have an amazing day, amazing time. I hope to hear from you guys soon. If you guys like what you're hearing, by all means, please go to iTunes, rate it, leave a review. I'd love to hear your feedback. Send me a personal message on Facebook if you'd like to do that as well. But again, we'd love to start seeing some more ratings and reviews. It's something I've never really pushed before. And I'm going to start trying to get some more ratings and reviews out there. So go to iTunes, leave me a rating and review. Send me a Facebook message. Let me know what you're liking. Let me know what you're not liking. And by all means, I wish you all the best in your business. And we were talking just the other day, recently here at ClickFunnels, Russell, I overheard him on an interview he was doing. And the whole reason, he basically was talking about this idea as far as the reason that ClickFunnels exists is to give freedom to entrepreneurs. And I'm going to do a podcast later on the importance of freedom, but just realize that's the whole idea why ClickFunnels exists. And one of the best ways to get you freedom right now is to focus on the who and not the how. You know, one of the things that means a ton to me is the personal reviews that you guys leave on iTunes. If you wouldn't mind going out, rate the show. Let me know how I'm doing. Just go to iTunes, click on the episode and rate it. Leave a comment. I read all the comments. I appreciate all the stars and everything everyone already left for me. Again, I really appreciate it. And it's my way of finding out how I'm doing. So if you don't mind, I'd really appreciate it. And I, again, thank you so much for all that you guys do. Have a great day.